This is Health First with Kathy Hart, available across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
We are back with Jennifer Marcinelle. She is a holistic nurse and she does gemstone therapy. It's one of the latest trends with using crystals. And so she's just helping us understand the fact and the fiction of it. Is there anything that crystals and gemstone therapy can't do?
Well, you know, everything has its limitations, and we, first of all, should always manage our own expectations right up front.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's helpful to take a step back and to remember what all healing actually comes from. And every healing that has ever been given comes from divine love, regardless of the method that we receive it, whether it's from a person that helps us, whether it's from a pharmaceutical pill, whether it's from a surgical procedure, or an herb that we take. It's always from love. So the gems and the diamonds are no exception. So really, the best that gems and diamonds can do is what we do for ourselves, the steps that we take for ourselves to be open and to know that we can heal and to receive a healing. And I think it's also important to remember that to truly receive a healing, whether it's from crystals, gemstones, diamonds, or what have you, we really have to understand the underlying reason or lesson of why we got the illness or the disease in the first place, or the life situation, if we have burnout. We have to understand our responsibility first. Then the healing energies of gemstones and diamonds can make incredible changes in your life. But at the end of the day, Kathy, it really is up to us. It all starts with us.
Can you explain, if I was to come to you for gemstone therapy, can you just kind of walk me through what would happen and what my expectations should be?
Yeah, sure. So if you come in person, if you were to come into my studio, just wear comfortable clothing, whatever you're, and if you're wearing sandals, sometimes you might want to bring socks. Sometimes as we release negative energy, unwanted energy, the body cools. So dress comfortably. You could be seated in a chair or lying on a treatment table covered by a sheet or a blanket as you are comfortable. And at that point in time, just be thinking of what it is that you'd like to work on. And at that point in time, you just relax and let the practitioner and the gems and the diamonds work with your energy field. And the other thing is, this does not have to be done in person. So if you don't live in Houston or aren't in the greater Houston area, you know, this can be done over the telephone. And some of my clients, I work with, and I have a client actually from Kazakhstan, and some of my clients really enjoy having their sessions videoed so they can receive their treatments while they're resting comfortably in their home, wherever it is that they live.
Okay. Now, the vibrational energy of the stone is changing the vibration of the human and the aura. Once the practice is done, how do you clean the stones? Is there a process or a practice to make sure that that your equipment, the stones, are at their best?
They're absolutely, and it's imperative. So at the end of every session, about the last one quarter of the session is dedicated to what we call integration. And that means that we take time, there's a process that we go through to make sure that the changes are being integrated, that the person has received them and can hold on to them, so that the healings become, the therapies become cumulative and then permanent, so we can make our changes.
So how do you seal in that practice?
Pardon?
How do you seal in that practice after the healing is complete?
Yeah, there's a verbal process that we take through that helps the mind integrate. And there are actually sprays that are infused with the healing energies of gemstones that help it align and stay in, align and come into the aura and come in where it can actually stay. So it's fairly simple, actually. We just give the client plenty of time to get settled with it. And then, of course, to your point, the gems are cleared afterwards using a series of sprays and sometimes quartz crystals. There are other crystals sometimes that have clearing properties. But to your point, it is very important that those crystals are any of the crystals and the gems are completely clear before the client leaves.
Okay. And is there a way of storing your gems to keep them as high quality as needed for medicinal benefits?
Yes, actually, mine prefer to be stored in, I have a special set of jewelry boxes that is divided. So my gems prefer to be curled up in a coil in their own separate sections of their jewelry boxes, and they even have places that they like to sit and they like to sit next to. And if you have some at home, you can keep them on a crystal cluster or keep them curled up in a place where they can have their energies next to themselves, nice and tight. And certainly keep them away from any electromagnetic radiation. Keep them away from cell phones, devices, televisions, computers, things like that.
And what would a crystal cluster look like? What is that?
Oh, those are the large. You've probably seen these. They're really popular in any of the big New York spas. Actually, you can find them in almost any spa these days. They're the raw crystals that are, they're uncut. So you've probably seen the white or clear quartz. You've probably seen the beautiful purple amethyst. They look like a geode.
Mm-hmm.
You're familiar with a geode, right?
Yes.
So those are the raw, those are called crystal clusters, and those are used in the environment. You can have them in your home, your office, in your window. They give off beautiful energies, and they clear the negative energies as well.
And so those are like the babysitters for the other crystals that you're using.
Yeah, they all work together. The raw crystals just aren't used on the body anymore. We've advanced past that. So we want to have, we want therapeutic gems that are spherical or rondelle in shape to be placed on the body. But yeah, they work beautifully together.
Wow. And now you've been collecting all these different stones for a long time. Do they all have uses? And like how many are in your medicine chest now?
Oh, boy, I have an extensive, it's called, yeah, I love medicine chest. I refer to it as my pharmacy because that's exactly what it is. And I have a very large, extensive, and very high-end pharmacy that I've collected over the years. I have about 60 therapeutic combinations. So within those combinations, there may be 2, 3, 4, or 5 gemstones in a specific formula that do specific things when they work together. So I'm very fortunate, very blessed to have an extensive pharmacy.
Fantastic. We are just about running out of time, but could you tell our audience how they can improve their health with gemstones through your work? How can we get a hold of you?
Yeah, sure. So please reach out to my website. Everything's in one place. It's at burnbrighttoday.com. There's a lot of really good free information on there. There's a lot of blogs posted on burnouts, relationships, basic information about crystals and diamonds that can help get you started. So if anybody out there thinks they're dealing with burnout or even were remotely in a situation where they might need some help, give me a call. And we can give a free consultation, talk you through it, and help you get started from wherever you are.
Thank you so much, Jennifer, for helping to heal the world and for being on Health First Radio today.
Thank you so much. Take care.
Okay. We'd also like to thank our producer, Alan Wishart, and we'd like to thank all the community stations across Canada that carry our program. Have a healthy and happy day.